For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. Yesterday's tragedy at UNC Charlotte has been felt in several western North Carolina communities, including Asheville and Waynesville. Although Charlotte may seem a world away, when the names of the two deceased were announced Wednesday morning, tiny Waynesville in Haywood County learned that it had lost one of its own.
It's a small town.
That's Michael Blackburn of Waynesville's First United Methodist Church, who knew shooting victim and Waynesville native Riley Howell.
Got one high school, one middle school. It's one of those communities that you feel like you know everybody.
Blackburn said he remembers the 21-year-old Howell from various church groups during his youth.
He was a leader and a great kid. Just someone that was always seemed mature for his age. He was a kid that both people his own age and elders just, you know, he just got along with everybody. Everyone respected him and liked Riley.
At least some of that was because of his desire to help the less fortunate, according to Riley's seventh grade teacher, Susanna Shetley.
We have developed a class of students with severe disabilities, and he was one of their peer helpers. And that was really telling right there, because they could choose to do, you know, folk art or PE or chorus or whatever. And he chose to be a peer helper in that development of the late class. So
news of Riley's death has hit this town of 10,000 especially hard, says Blackburn.
I mean, shocked is the only way I can describe it. It just feels like you're at almost unbelief. Like it's just shock. It reminds me of just being at an accident scene.
Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney said that Riley Howell ran towards the gunfire and attempted to subdue the gunman, saving untold lives and buying more time for law enforcement to handle the situation. That didn't surprise Shetley, nor did it surprise Blackburn.
And not at all. Riley is, it doesn't. No, it, that sounds like something Riley would do.
Four others injured in the shooting are expected to recover. For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt.